But I had very, very interesting insights. I learned from the day. Very interesting insights. And I was moved to even share not only today's speech with you, so to speak, and the things I learned yesterday, but maybe on a daily basis. It's kedai to, you know, share with you things that I that the day brings and teaches me. Why not? Why should you? Okay, let me begin with my day. The day. You know what? Maybe some water. I was wondering. I'm gonna do some day. My day was masked with a lot of things that were worrying me. You probably didn't realize it because I come in and you don't never see really on me much that, you know, what's going on inside my heart and my head, which is something which is kedai to learn. It's a thing that as you get older, I mean, you're young guys, so it's understandable that the stresses of your lives you can read on your face, and also the community that you come from is has this thing that you're able to, they express, you know, their moods. No, that is, no, it's part of the, you know, each person has his own it's wise as well as a maturity not to have your inner feelings and issues and stresses expressed on your face. A person has to learn to be above that. You go, you talk, and every day should be the same. Okay, you, like I said, it comes with time and maturity. Fine. The stresses of the day was, I myself had to go to the doctor, and I had no idea what he would tell me. The other stress was that in the afternoon we were going to get the results from my father's test that he had to take last week. Okay. Baruch Hashem, I came back from the doctor. The doctor was shocked by the turnaround in my health matzav, atke dekach, that clean bill of health. Baruch Hashem, mamash a clean bill of health. He couldn't believe it. And I, to me, it wasn't big chiddush because, you know, I've been working on it. It wasn't such a big chiddush. But the stress of the day was my father's results. Let me tell you what happened with that, and I'll show you how the velt, what it means on one hand, a doctor, a person who deals with people, has the health of people, and it's not just strep throats, he deals with cancer patients, right? And at the same time, the words of Chazal are so true, even by such a person, Toiv Shebarei from Gehenna. Unbelievable thing. Toiv, Chazal teach us, Toiv Shebarei from Gehenna. The best of the doctors belong in Gehenna. Shail is, what do Chazal mean? What do they do wrong? What does a doctor do wrong? So, there are many different pshat, and I always thought the Taich was that the Reif, as good as he is, you know, he starts to believe in himself, he starts to and he starts to lose the reality of what the Be'emis, there's a Manig and a Baira. That's the way I understood it growing up. I got a little older, and I started to have more insight into things, and I started to think, could be the pshat is that the doctor loses his touch for humanity, like, you know, it's see so many patients, it doesn't mean anything to him, you know. The Rambam has a whole tefillah for a doctor, and he stresses this nekuda, that I shouldn't lose my touch, my feeling. It's part of the tefillah saraifa that the Rambam has. Being himself a doctor, he made up such a tefillah, and he understood the emotions of a regular doctor. Yesterday, I learned a new insight into Toiv Shebarei from Gehenim, and I understood it to mean that the Reifa not only, you know, he loses his sensitivity, sometimes the Gaivu, And the lack of sensitivity leads him to being a rosh, mamsha rosh, rishis. How could a doctor do a maisa rishis? I mean, he's not doing maisa rishis, right? You're right, he gives you the shot. So you can come and say like this. Either he holds his derive, or he loses his sensitivity to your feelings. But that he should become a rosh from it. Tell you what happened yesterday. And I realized, rosh, show you. The doctor might have been a Yid. I don't know. He's not a frum Yid. He wasn't wearing a yarmulke, or maybe he's even Rachvish. I don't know. He's an older fellow. The results to the test came back in the morning already. I mean, he gets them in the morning. As a matter of fact, he probably got them a few days ago, so it doesn't take. It takes one day to the lab. 2 days, 3 days. So the results he had already. When the patient, when he gets this result, if he had any feelings, he would call the patient, you know, by the way, I got the results, you have nothing to worry about, right? Or if, let's see, there's what to worry about, so then you can come and say, you know, he doesn't feel comfortable, you know, he has to prepare himself to tell the patient. So we could either look at it as a callousness, or it's a tzitkis, depending on what the results are. Okay. But if it's, let's say, good, so pashtus, he had any feelings, he would call up and say, oh, by the way, don't have a miserable day, I already got your results, right? If he tells you to call at a certain hour, why do you have to call at a certain hour? I mean, what do you care if the person calls early and gets the results? So we have to say, well, until you get in after lunch, until you after this, and then let's say you have patients, so there's a certain, fine. But let's say the patient did call. So what you can have is the secretary telling, by the way, don't have, came back okay. I mean, what's the big deal? It's not, right? So even if, let's say, you don't want to share your daily activities, you want to go eat your lunch the way you have to, and you want to, you're not interested in phone calls from your patients. Okay. Right? But you're not interested in all that. Okay, fine, but so leave a message with the secretary. Okay. Let's say that is not where you're hoping, but at least when you call up at 5:15 when you were told to call, what?
What happened?
You'll find out. So when you call up at 5:15, when you're supposed to call, that's for surely when you should get your results, right? Could you tell him to get your results, right? You waited a whole day. You're told to call at 5:15 already, which means is you do your day, and so, but you told to call at 5:15. So when the guy's already calling, he should. And if you can't come to the phone, so leave a message, right? The nurse goes and says, "Let me talk to the doctor." Goes to tell the doctor said that he can't talk to you right now, but he wants to talk to you. So as soon as he finishes with his thing, he'll call you. Okay. When you hear that, what does that tell you? There's a problem, right? And the Malo Mensch, if the wife of the person calls from out of country, because she's worried, right? The response that the person gets is, let me see you in a second, you're not written on the list as one of the people that we can give information to, right? To give over, so I'm sorry, we can't talk to you. Again, just say, don't worry, right? You don't have to give the information, just say, don't worry, right? If you know the results, right? If you know that it's nothing, what is a normala mensch? Normala mensch says, just say not to worry. Did you say you can't be liable on anything? So you can't answer the wife. You can't answer the person. And the answer you give is what? The doctor wants to talk to you. So right away you think that there's a problem. He'll be finished in a half hour and he'll talk to you. Half hour comes, he doesn't call. And you call in again. So Vita, what should a doctor do? Leave a message. Someone's calling. He's worried, right? The doctor is busy doing his zachen, whatever, in the office. He needs another half hour, but he wants to talk to you. Again, stress, right? Be madgish, you know? Okay. Half hour passes. Right, he doesn't call. You call back again. The doctor's busy. So you send the person to ask the doctor, is there something to worry? The answer comes back, he can't talk right now because he's in the middle of doing whatever he's doing. He'll talk to you, he'll call you. So Vaita, what are you telling him, right? 2 hours later, gets a phone call from a doctor. 2 hours after this whole story, you get a phone call from a doctor. There's nothing to worry, it's nothing. There's just nothing. What did Chazal say when they said Taishiv Reifung? Now that's what they meant. Ritzich, Mamash, it's a paludic story. I would never believe that a professional person would behave this way. You make a mistake, what are you doing? I mean, this is 2 hours. People are calling, family members are calling. Toiv Shvaroifung again. Chazal knew what they were talking about. Mitzad Sheni. What was the lesson to be learned from here? The lesson to be learned is a person should never worry. Because Mechtesa. Why worry? Maybe it's nothing. I missed this famous song from Breslov about it. My Breslov makes up. But it's a good yusayid, you know. Dago minayin, Mechtesa. What's the point of it? You know, Mechtesa. Nimtzesh Adam Daig, Alaylam, Chazal say, Nimtzesh Adam Daig, Halaylam Shalaylai. Make a cheshm. The worry was for weeks, it was 2-3 weeks of worry. And then I realized in 1 second the whole thing was Irish. I mean, it went for 3 weeks of worry, you know what I mean?
Is it in your hands?
Huh?
Is it in your hands to control?
It's called maturity. Maturity, as you get older. These are lessons that you have to learn from life. Okay. To make a long story short, by 7:15 when we get the information, after 2 hours of thinking that it's not, yeah, I got a fax right from Israel. Thank you very much. It was a difficult day. It was a difficult day. The day was difficult. Okay. No, I sat down to learn. It was very rough. I can't even explain. My wife came home late last night from work. It was a difficult day. Yeah. Today in the morning, I make a phone call to find out whatever happened to the Sefer HaKedusha. I can't get a hold of the guy. I never heard from him ever again. Kitzer, I call up. He picks up the phone. He says, it's Min HaShemayim, you calling me. I'm in the middle of writing the introduction to the Sefer, and it's coming out next week. And this is the introduction that I'm being sent. I realized the tremendous honor. Yeah. Yesterday, you know, the worry and the distress, and all of a sudden, terrifying. Everything you see works out. The verse, a person doesn't have the patience, and he lives in the moment without thinking, tomorrow's going to be a better day, Kilo, nothing ever happened. You know, it's like, this worry was nothing, and all of a sudden, everything turns, and you become a whole different person, because the day is a good day. A person has to learn this, you say, and I think it's something you have to work on. Tomorrow's going to be better. Every difficult day that you have, you won't even remember that the day was difficult. What you remember is you accomplished through the difficulties. The accomplishments you remember. But the stress and you won't remember it. And the next day could be Kiulayhaya. So things turn so quickly. Leilis Yayish like. In other words, if it's difficult today, tomorrow could be completely different matzav. Could be completely all of a sudden out of nowhere, things just you know. A person has to learn this. Unfortunately, you know, they say that youth was given to the young. Pshat. The time you become a chacham and you're able to be relaxed and you're able to deal with life, you already lost all your kaiches. You already get old. Halavai, we knew when we were young things that we come to Havana when we get older. This is a tremendous Havana in life. Things have a way how to work out. The the end of the day, you look back at all the matzavim you went through. It's not what you thought. It's not as bad as it sounded. And you don't even remember that it had. You don't even remember the difficulties around it. So save yourself the whole stress and unhappiness that thinking to work out. That's what Gamzul HaTayva means. Gamzul HaTayva is not just I say it or I. You look back at Zachen that you went through. Here, take a look. Any guy thinks to himself the dating process was something, who remembers? You already found your wife and that's all finished. So if you were able to go through the matziv, realizing that one day I won't even remember the whole thing, like it's not Nigeya, and the next day it's a Baruch Hashem, you're married and the children. But maybe you will save yourself so much Akmas Nefesh and so much. And you learn that when you go through it, tomorrow's a better day. Tomorrow you look forward to. I remember my grandmother. She was very not well with her back and she used to lay for years and years. She used to lay in bed. She didn't even go to the Sheva Brachas from her own children. She never went there. She couldn't get out of bed. She was from the first ones to get this, what do they call that? The epidural. She was from the first ones and then they botched it. She was from the first ones, like the epidural for the back with the baby. See, today it's nothing. Today everybody gets it because it's healthy. They know how to do it. If I care, even people who are not going through childbirth should. It's a good thing to have. No, I'm just kidding. Halkopanim, she was from the first ones and she became paralyzed from it. I mean, her back was a problem all the years.
She had one child.
She didn't even go. I'm telling you, she told me that to my Uncle Chaim's wedding, she went with a brace and she couldn't even walk down the aisle. Yeah, that's how bad it was. Yeah, that was the problem. All the years, my grandfather, like for 20 years, lay in bed. She lay in bed, that's all she did. She lay in bed, she couldn't move.
No, but then she started walking, no?
So I'm trying to tell you, the day my Zayda was Nifter, she decided, she has no choice, she has to start. And she never had a problem with her back ever since then. Never. My grandmother never laid in bed. Ever since my grandfather was Nifter, she never laid in bed. So it's a good thing. You think for the 20 years she laid in bed, she ever thought that one day the whole thing would just stop? It's the farthest thing on her mind that it would ever stop. So I once asked, I said, but how do you do it though? Day after day, week after week, simcha after simcha, you just couldn't move. So she said to me, I always said to myself, tomorrow will be a better day. Tomorrow will be a better day. So what happens? At the end of it was that she lived 20 years after my grandfather was 20-something years, right, after. And she never had a bad day since then. I mean, as far as the back, I'm saying, as far as the laying and the pain.
She's still alive?
No, she was just Nifter recently. But I'm saying, it's a tremendous, lesson in life. Tomorrow will be a better day. Tomorrow will be a better day. And the mood that you were in yesterday, you won't even remember that you were in that mood and why you were in that mood. So what's the point of being in a bad mood? This is the amkus of Gamzul HaTayva, not just the sayings of Gamzul. Some people say Gamzul HaTayva, but the truth is it is Gamzul HaTayva. At the end of the day, you realize nothing. As they used to open the Chofetz Chaim, that Nachum is Gamzul. What happened? He realized that the light, the horse, the everything was that he shouldn't get robbed by the robbers, right? Rav Akiva, right? He shouldn't get robbed by the robbers. He said that he found out the next day. He found out the next day the why, and then when he looked back, he would say, "Baruch Hashem, the greatest thing that could have ever happened to me." Yeah, not only it's something to be feel bad about, fakert, you thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for it. Imagine what the light went out. Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy that the light. The next day, you were happy that the light went out. So then when you look back and say, well, I was very unhappy the day before, so it was mamish for nothing. It's extremely for nothing. What happens? You have to wait till the Rabbeinu Shloim will show you the why, and then when the why comes, right, you'll understand. people don't have patience, says the Chofetz Chaim. The chisaron, what do we call it, the oimik of the problem is this thing. That we don't have the patience to wait to see the why, and therefore we're unhappy. In other words, the Chazal state in the Chazal. The Chiddush the Chofetz Chaim is you will end up seeing, just like Rabbi Akiva saw the next day, you'll eventually see the why is l'taiva. Why is l'taiva? Yeah. Well, the thing is, patience. And that we know we all lack. That's the person doesn't have the patience to wait to see why. And if we did, we would live gamzul l'taiva. So this was a tremendous lesson. First of all, the way Chazal understood. You come, a roif, a doctor. This doctor that my father went to is world renowned. He has a name, the best. You want to know something? I would never. My father has to go again for checkup. I wouldn't go to him anymore. He's a Russian. I see Rishis. The man was a Russian. Man's a Russian. I tell you, Russia, Pasha, Russia. This is Tayyip Shabarai from again. Chazal understood. A person could be high class, yeah, and he can come highly recommended, and Chazal call him a Rasha. Chazal call him a Baal Gehenna. No? Taif Shabarai. What's Taif Shabarai? Fakirti has a good reputation.
The best.
The best. Comes highly recommended. Taif Shabarai. Such a good Raif. I'm not talking Raif from Baal Gehenna. Taif Shabarai. The best recommended doctor. Chazal teaches, by the way, there could be a rush of laying down. What do you mean? His patience, he's doing it. Chazal knew Toiv Shabarai from Gehenna. And the second limud is, you see, Dag Gominai. See the way the Baruch Hashem turns yesterday to today. I'm looking back. Suddenly, you know, everything just. So just be patient for that sudden change. Be patient for it. Okay, take all matzav in your life. 99.9% of them worked out l'taiva. So the one that you think I'll upon him not, maybe it will be. I mean, think of all the worry and all the things that you spent time thinking about it. That was all for naught. All for naught. For nothing. You would have gained much more if you sat and learned to do something constructive. It's a tremendous nesayin. It's not easy. To tell it to a young guy, it's hard. But you should know mature people think that way, especially if you have your shemayim also. Add it to your maturity. And then maybe you survive. Tell me, how do people survive concentration camps? We can't survive if the breakfast is no good. If the wife didn't make kechleis the way we asked, we become completely out of commission. Well, let us think about it. She said, "Take the guy who went into the concentration camp. He wishes these were his problems, and he survived it, and he came out, and they built families. You have to grow up, so to speak, in your way of thinking, in your way of talking, and we all have to grow. I mean, it's not only you; it's me. These are the lessons that we learn in life. One day you will reach it. So you might as well do it earlier than later because you're saving yourself a lot of Akmas Nefesh. I'll end up with the famous story that my father used to say over, and it's I hold a tremendous Musa note. They say over that there was a guy who went into a restaurant. And they served him the meat, which is the special of the day. No, it's a Yorkshire restaurant. It was old and smelly. You know? It's like by the weddings, you know, they serve you the stuff. So what's his name used to say? The Balmus, the short one. What's his name again? Rav Galinsky. He used to say, oh, this polka, this drumstick, danced on many weddings already. He used to say, that polka, chengitansta hasachas, has already danced on many weddings. And then he used to say, oh, another thing, that's why they called schnitzel, because it's schnitzel miesmo. That's a straw they serve you by the weddings. They serve you schnitzel, most of them. I don't know, maybe they still do it with stomach. In my days, that was like the delicatessen. Because they can't serve meat they don't have. They don't know what it looks like, even. They make the chicken, but it should look like meat, schnitzel.
Same schnitzel back when they were.
Right.
But, no,
it's
saying,
the same one.
Same, yeah,
the same one. I always say that the food in Yeshiva you have to have their cheretz for. It's older than you. You come, you make fun of the food in Yeshiva, it's older than you. You have to have their cheretz for it. Akapanim. So he said, what's schnitzel? Schnitzel miyasma. Akapanim. So the waiter puts it down, and then the guy's looking. There's no way I'm gonna eat this. What do you? So he tells the rabbi, "You better eat it. I'll tell you why. Because if you don't eat it today as schnitzel, you're gonna eat it tomorrow as meatballs. And if you don't eat it tomorrow as meatballs, you're gonna have it on the third day as blintzes. So you could end up eating it anyway. So you might as well get it over and done with today. Eventually, you're gonna have." What's the musar of? Somebody can musar. You're matziv. You could end up learning these lessons anyway. Whatever lesson you have to learn in life, you know, you're going to learn it. So you might as well save yourself the dogmas nefesh and get it over and done with earlier. These are maturities that you'll gain eventually. So you might as well learn it earlier and save yourself all dogmas nefesh and stresses. Gamzul Taiv is not just a saying to get you through the day, to pacify you in a problem. It's takagam to the type, and eventually you'll see it, and you'll understand it. And for Kurt, you know, the Chofetz Chaim used to bring a gvaldige marshal. He said that Chazal teach us that Yisurim is memarkin of a nice of Shaladim. A person going to come to Shemayim, yeah, and they're going to make a the entire court case, a scale, they'll measure mitzvahs, averis. He says, imagine a story like this. A guy comes here, and they start measuring the mitzvahs and averis, and they realize that the averis are more than the mitzvahs. Gefarlach, terrible. Yeah. What do you do now? And now Rabbi said, let's understand averis. You don't even understand how many averis we do during the day. It's the chapella. But I imagine that the mitzvah are more than that very. But if you're not a ben Torah, right? Make a head. You're not a guy that sits and learns. Your guy dams a half hour in the morning and you miss minyanim from mincha meir. So make the cheshbon. Your day could consist of many more averis than mitzvahs, right? You come to Shemayim here and you're looking and the scales are tipping to the averis. All of a sudden a group of malachim come and the malachim say, wait a minute, we have Sanhedrin, we have a way how to... What's the Sanhedrin? Yisurim. The man went through a lot of Yisurim. He had a wife that used to yell at him. He said, I look with the Zach, right? So let's come and put that on the scale. You hear? All of a sudden they put all the Yisurim and the scale is jumping up and down because it's so borderline. You hear? And the scale stops. Tiny drop, yeah. More on the averis than the mitzvahs. You know what this guy is going to do? He's going to beg the Rebbeinu, why could you give me one more patch? You couldn't give me one more could have tilted the scale on that one little more. Yeah. One little more problem. I could. What? You're going to beg for that piece for that piece of yisur. A person doesn't realize that his matzav in life is the best thing could have ever happened to him, no matter how difficult it is. Chofetz Chaim used to say, it doesn't say he's happy with what he has. So I heard from Isaiah, there's a tzalim, used to say over the Chofetz Chaim, b'mashiyeshloi means what he had. Maybe he has nothing. Some people have nothing, right? What does it say? But he knows it's his lot in life. Even that nothing, the Rebbe Yishlom gave it to him. That's his lot in life. It's his. It's where the Rebbe Yishlom wants it. So you're happy with that. You're put into the situation with the Nisyanis and the Yisurim that's meant for you. So you make the best of it. And you're happy with it. And with that you have Ashirus. These are the lessons of life which are kedai to learn. And the younger you are, take it from someone who's a little older than you, you're going to learn them eventually anyway. So you might as well take them earlier and save yourself some akmas nefesh, some time. Okay, let's stop over here.